This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, American warplanes fired on the Iraqi city of Fallujah for a second straight day. They were striking suspected insurgent targets. The U.S. military has been trying to find a way to regain control over Fallujah. The U.S. says the city is harboring a terrorist network blamed for kidnappings and attacks. Those attacks include yesterday's bombing inside Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
For months now, Fallujah has been a no-go zone for U.S. and Iraqi government troops and for most Western journalists. 3 weeks ago, Iraqi reporter Ahmed Mukhtar, a thin man with large glasses, slipped into Fallujah to see what was going on.
For me, it's sort of fantasy because you find there that they live a kind of normal life, but at the same time, the situation is not ordinary. It's kind of extraordinary.
In an article for an Egyptian newspaper, Al-Ahram Weekly, Mukhtar described Fallujah as a place where citizens live under the often capricious rule of armed groups with a range of agendas. Some are ultra-Islamists, he wrote, some are Baathists, some are simply criminals. Since the Marines pulled out of Fallujah last April, a council of tribal and religious leaders has nominally run the city. Recently, a delegation including some of those council members has been talking with the interim Iraqi government. But it's never been clear that these people have the power to rid the town of terrorists and make a peace deal stick. Qasim Daoud, Iraq's national security advisor, acknowledged this yesterday.
They have an influence on their society, but I don't know whether they are going to achieve their target and our target to get rid from these terrorists or not. We hope that they can succeed and they can kick them away from Fallujah as soon as possible. Otherwise, we are preparing ourselves to smash them, and I'm using this word, smashing them.
The U.S. military says these latest attacks on Fallujah are putting insurgent fighters, quote, on notice. The air and ground strikes came less than a day after Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, warned local residents to get rid of foreign fighters there, especially suspected al-Qaeda associate Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. We told the Fallujah people, Alawi said, that they must escalate the pressure, because if a group of misled people continues to hinder life in Fallujah, Alawi said, we won't stand by and do nothing. Alawi said he wants to secure the rights of Fallujah residents to vote in parliamentary elections scheduled for January. But Mohammed, an Iraqi in Fallujah who fights with the insurgency, said Alawi's declaration caused the Fallujah delegation to suspend talks with the government.
During all the negotiations, they did not mention this demand concerning Zarqawi. At the last meeting, they agreed to let the Iraqi National Guard come into Fallujah, and the delegation was given time to discuss this with the people. But then we saw Iyad Alawi announcing this new condition of getting rid of Zarqawi, which is impossible to do. There's not even evidence Zarqawi is here. This is Alawi justifying war in Fallujah.
Mohammed denied reports of splits among various factions in Fallujah, although U.S. and Iraqi officials say there are conflicts over turf and leadership. Ahmad Mukhtar, the Iraqi reporter who recently visited Fallujah, doubts that locals would be able to get rid of some extremists there.
I don't believe that they will be able to get rid of them. I mean, if even you, dare to speak about them, they will kill you. You are unable to even to speak.
There's no firm deadline for an all-out Marine and Iraqi assault to retake Fallujah, although one Iraqi official told NPR, probably next month. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.